With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's Jaden Eccleston wins gold at the 2019 Caribbean Boxing Championships in Trinidad and Tobago over the weekend. The team of five brought home four medals in total. Eccleston defeated Sammy Marcel of Trinidad for the gold at the recent championships. John Michael Rankin and Theodore Kelly Jr. won Caribbean Championship silver, and Brandy Barnes takes Caribbean Championship bronze. Unfortunately, Brianna Kerr was unable to box at the tournament due to having no matchup available. Head coach Floyd Trumpet led the team.
The tournament was had some little hiccups, but I think it overall ended well. And I was glad our boxers got some good experience. And we were able to win one gold, two silver and a bronze. And it's part of our development phase going forward to 2024 Olympics. He's a gold medalist in the novice division at heavyweight. To me and to many people at the competition, that was the best fight. Not the best fight, but the best demonstration of tactical and technical ability. And the way he counterpunched, it was spectacular.
This is Jaden's second amateur fight with two knockouts in total.
Feels good, you know. As I said the last time, this was just the start. I'm looking forward to go to the national championship next year. I'm going to drop weight, though, going down in weight, because these guys are big, although they're falling. But, yeah. But just going to get back to camp. Start training harder, more focused. A goal that encourages me to work harder. I think the more I go, like, bigger competitions, the guys are going to be bigger, going to be harder fights. So if I drop weight, it'll be better for me.
Eccleston says he did his homework on his opponent, so he read him like a book and got him in the first round.
I was well prepared for this fight because I knew this guy from, like, 2 months out. So I know how he looked, how he fought. I was well prepared. I just watched him in there, timed him, and knocked him with the fist.
SIBA's president, Layla Jackson, was also there. She was invited to co-run the competition. She says the athletes worked hard and deserved this moment.
Fantastic. It was a really great competition. They all did really well, both in the ring and outside of the ring. The way they represented, you know, they were a great team. People sometimes say that boxing is an individual sport, but it really isn't. They were a fantastic team and they supported each other. They were always the first at the weigh-in, presenting a really professional front. I was really, really proud of them.
Several Cayman boxers have won gold at the tournament in the past. Dariel Ebanks won in 2016. Brandy Barnes won in 2017 and 2018. Alexander Smith won in 2017. And Shambria Dalhouse in 2017. In other local sports, Caymanian gymnast Regan Rutty and swimmer Brett Frazier are invited to the Pan American Sports Awards this Friday. Olympic and world champions, rising stars, and the most inspirational performances from the Lima 2019 Pan American Games will be recognized for their accomplishments while being surrounded by fellow athletes and leaders of the Americas Olympic movement at the first Pan Am Sports Awards in history. Both Regan Rutty and Brett Frazier competed at the 2019 Lima Pan American Games this summer. Rutty is excited about the event.
When I first found out I was invited to represent Cayman for the Pan Am Sports Awards, I was over the moon. I was so excited that I had been chosen to go represent Cayman at this event. And it's different because it's not a competition. It's a ceremony. So that's very exciting. It's going to be different. And I just can't wait to go and enjoy the night with all the other athletes and being proud of my country and how far it's come sports-wise.
Unfortunately, Frazier will not be attending the award ceremony, but Rutty will represent for the Cayman Islands. More than 40 athletes and coaches from Lima 2019 have been nominated across 9 categories. The award ceremony will be held this Friday. And 96 people registered for the 2019 BRAC Breeze Fusion Walk Run. Here's Radio Cayman's Paula Cal with the details.
It was another record-breaking year for the BRAC Breeze Fusion 5K Walk Run as 96 runners and walkers registered to participate in the annual event. A fixture on the Cayman BRAC event circuit, the BRAC Breeze Fusion, now in its fourth year, has continued to grow and draw large numbers. Although the field proved to be larger and more competitive than previous years, Sean Douglas Valentine breezed to his fourth championship title as leader of the Cayman BRAC runners. The Valentine family has dominated the course since inception, with sister DeJaney Valentine leading the women's division to her second consecutive championship title and 4 consecutive top 3 finishes. The overall top male and female finishers were top male, Sean Douglas Valentine, age 16, 20 minutes 50 seconds, Alex Anglin, age 14, 22 minutes and 8 seconds. Shomario Clark, age 14, 22 minutes, 33 seconds. Top female, DeJaney Valentine, age 14, 29 minutes, 26 seconds. Liesl Vandertoe, age 47, 30 minutes, 1 second. And Dee Blackman, age 40, 32 minutes, 23 seconds. The event, organized by Radio Cayman and Breeze FM, launched in 2016 as an extension of the annual Grand Cayman Breeze Walk Run every November. For Radio Cayman Sport, I'm Paul Akal.
And that'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.